Time now, guys, for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building to answer your love questions. Katanya in the Midwest says, I'm 33 years old and I have a mail order business selling sex toys. I did a party two nights ago and it was for a woman that is new in town. Her boyfriend was at the party and I know him well because he's my coworker's husband and my coworker just had a baby. We acted like we didn't know each other. Girl was calling him babe, and they were very affectionate. This doesn't sit well with my spirit. Should I talk to him about this?
It ain't nothing for you to talk to him about. Mm-hmm. Why are you talking to this man? Because it don't sit well in your spirit. What spirit? The spirit of nosiness? What's one of your spirits? The spirit of ain't none of your damn business? So no, you shouldn't talk to this man. Because it's not your business. Your business is selling sex toys in the mail. Oh, that's your business.
But this now, is a co-worker's husband.
Who you trying to sell a sex toy to?
She just had a baby.
His co-worker just had a baby. Her co-worker had a baby, right? Okay. The man was over there shopping for sex toys.
While the woman hosting the party was calling him babe. Now, you know that does not add up.
Shirley, I understand it don't add up.
But well, thank you for that.
Because it don't sit well in her spirit. That's the part I don't like. I don't like when people try to put like a little holiness onto a tag of some mess they finna do. It don't sit well in my
dragging
spirit.
Dragging the Lord into
you know, you trying to make it sound like it's some holiness in here. You just want a tail. Why don't you just call it what it is? You want a tail, you dipping, you getting in folk business that ain't yours, and you messy. And they was real affectionate. She called him babe. You don't know his nickname.
Stop.
That might be his nickname, babe.
Stop.
Now you all right, in here because it don't sit well in your spirit. Quit bringing religion into your little mess you want to start. No, don't say nothing to him.
We're moving on. Minty in Little Rock says, I've been married for 38 years and my kids have all come back home and moved in with us. My oldest is 35 and got a divorce, so she moved in with her two teenagers. My twin sons decided to quit their jobs and open a flower shop in town. The one is sleeping in my basement, and the other is on my nice living room couch every night. My husband loves having them here, and he cooks for them. I'm afraid they will never leave. What do I do?
Now I understand. My father did this for my sisters when we was growing up. My sister got divorced, and my daddy let them back home. My father told me and my brothers, once you leave here, you can't come back. I was homeless and couldn't go back home. So I don't understand how you got these damn twin boys that want to open up a flower shop. What they got to do with you? And why they got to stay at your house? One on the sofa. What kind of flower shop is this?
What do you mean? What kind of roses, you know, hydrangeas?
What kind of flower shop is that?
But why they got to move in your house to do all this here? And then your stupid husband in there cooking for him. Man, what?
He's happy that the kids are back home.
Well, he happy they're back home because he tired of you.
After 38 years?
Sick and tired. Man, we got some other people in here. We got some diversions. Man, this is great. Man, I'm glad y'all back. What's happening, y'all? He got something to do now. You know, y'all was sitting up in there bored, wasn't nothing to do. He ain't trying to let them leave.
Yeah, because she's afraid they'll never leave.
I think he kind of hoping that you leave.
Oh, goodness.
That's what this sounds like to me. He won't make everybody comfortable but you.
What should she do, Steve?
Ain't nothing she can't do. She ain't going to put them out. She afraid they never leave. Once you open up your door and you ain't got no time limit on it, what you want them to do? Go in there and tell everybody, look, you got 4 months, 6 months, get yourself together. Now, the man, I don't know no man putting his daughter out, so I don't really know that. All mine can come back.
But all right.
Them boys.
All right, moving on. Sandra Ann in Maryland says, I'm 47, And I've been married for 17 years, and my husband is acting differently all of a sudden. He is shopping at a lot now, and when we go, he asks the young ladies in the store to match up outfits for him. I don't think there's anyone else he's interested in, but he's still a homebody because he's still a homebody and he's not on any social media. I thought about going to his job to see if it's someone there. What is going on with him, and should I be worried? Mm.
Well, he want to look nice, you know. He been following me on social media and everything. You know, he's seen me.
Come on, you Zaddy.
Know. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to step his game up, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's trying to be about it. So, you know, you can't get mad at him. You know, every man needs to unleash the unbridled player that resides in them. Every man has it in him. And he just finally decided to go for it. Y'all been married 17 years. You 47. So y'all been married since you 30. He just doing a facelift. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody down at the job. But he asking the ladies in the store to match stuff up for him. You know, you probably ain't no dresser. He'd ask you, but you know, what your last outfit look like? I'm just trying to help you.
She's keeping trying to make sure he's not cheating, Steve, dressing up for another woman.
Listen to me. He's a homebody. He ain't on social media. So he ain't cheating. Now you want to go down to his job to do what? It's other women down there. And it's other women down there that's dressing nice to go to work. We got three women on the show that dress nice to come to work. They not dressing nice to come to work because they having an affair. They dress nice because they look like they just take care of themselves type women.
All right.
So I dress up. They ain't having no affair, you know, but I know you want to. But, you know, I just trying to keep it pimping.
Oh, I'm trending, huh? Coming up next. Thank you, CLO. It is Monday morning, so you know what that means. Reverend Motown and Reverend Adnoy are here with Church Complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.